From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jordan Nguyen. Missouri lawmakers are considering a bill to give student journalists more freedom by restricting the types of content school administrators could censor. The bill passed out of the House in March and is awaiting debate in the Senate. The Kansas City Star reports current law allows administrators to censor anything they consider sensitive material. The new law would restrict censorship of students' work to stories that are libelous, invade privacy, violate law, or incite a clear and present danger. Sandy Davidson is a lawyer and professor of communications law at the University of Missouri. She says the bill creates some breathing space for high school and collegiate journalists to report important stories. A similar bill made it out of the House last year, but was never debated on the Senate floor. House Bill 698 has been sent to the Senate after the House voted to block the creation of new state parks until the maintenance of existing parks is caught up. The bill was first introduced in January and prohibits the Department of Natural Resources from adding land to make a new state park until all existing state parks and facilities are up to date and in working order. The Missouri Parks and Recreation Association is a nonprofit dedicated to supporting parks and recreations across the state. Executive Director Jan Neitzert says development is what makes Missouri parks so renowned.
The state park system is known around the country as one of the very best. And being able to develop our parks contributes to that honor.
The bill would also require the Department of Natural Resources to report annually to the General Assembly on the maintenance of state parks and historic sites. Former Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has released a nearly 90-page booklet detailing his time in office and his official last act as leader of the state. The News Tribune reports that Missouri law requires the governor to give the legislature a report at the end of each session and at the close of his term of office. The booklet issued by Nixon last week says his 8 years in office focused on, quote, building a stronger Missouri. He says his administration helped the state recover from the Great Recession and aided communities after natural disasters. He says the state also made investments into strengthening public schools, stabilizing college tuition, improving the state parks, and providing services for residents with mental illness and developmental disabilities. The report says the administration worked with lawmakers and other officials in a bipartisan way. From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jordan Nguyen.